This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode 67 of Sunday Supplement.
Wow, 67.
I know.
Do you think you're going to live to 67, Simon?
In real life?
No, on The Sims. I mean...
Yeah, I might.
The Sims isn't real time, is it?
No,
it's not real time. That'd be mental.
Very odd.
Though it does mean that your Sims character takes about 3 hours to cook an egg.
What are you on about?
Oh, The Sims.
Question is yes, I suspect I will live till 67. I could possibly be one of the people who's already been born that's going to live to 1,000.
Well, that's according to Aubrey de Grey, isn't it? That's that new show, which was the weirdest show on the BBC, because you had Andy Hamilton, who's a sort of Simon Dunn in terms, he's very little, and he's kind of like, you know, looks like a fantasy character from the Lord of the Rings films. And then he was sat next to a very sort of confused looking Reginald D. Hunter, who normally does really well on panel shows because he's being questioned. So he was on that. And then Claire Balding. With her chin. It was a really odd combo.
It worked, but I don't really know why.
Exactly. But Aubrey de Grey, he is a professor from Cambridge, and he says that...
Well, they could watch the show.
Sorry?
They could watch the show. It's on
iPad.
Why waste our time really?
Yeah, exactly.
We have an interactive episode this week. How many emails did we get for you doing your paper, The Independent? Like hundreds.
It's quite a good turnout, but there have been over-emailing me. So thanks, guys.
I got none. Nobody got the News of the World.
Oh, Simon.
My readers are more geeky to our podcast than you because they listen to the introduction where I say that we read the papers so they don't have to. And they've gone, well, if that's the point of the podcast, why should we now go out after 66 episodes and get a paper?
I had one tweet, which is from Kit. He said that we'd already done The Independent versus The News of the World, like, recently. I think Izzy won. But we will see if that's the case. I mean, maybe The Independent is just overall stronger.
I'm just reeling from the snub. I think it's disgraceful that no one wanted to get my paper.
I think it just shows that they listen very carefully and know not to bother with you.
Given that nobody... Not a single person from Facebook or Twitter has helped me, yeah. I've done very well.
All by yourself.
Yeah, I did this all by myself and they've
all
missed.
All by yourself.
Lights, camera, nappy change. They're at the top of their game in modelling and they're not even two.
Wow.
Meet Britain's most sought-after supermodels.
I was a baby model.
Really?
My second day, my mum basically said, yeah, have it for a bit. It's massive. It scares me. And I went downstairs. I got taken downstairs to be shown in front of all of these expectant dads how to be washed.
Right.
So I was put in a bucket of water completely naked and washed to the delight of men.
And nothing's changed since?
Not really, no. I mean, that's kind of... I think it might have had a lasting impression.
Right. Well, this is about kids who are modelling, like, properly. And they're getting paid to be on the magazine covers and whatnot.
Whatnot? It's a bit like What Car, only slightly crapper.
Well, it's just general tangled rope.
Yeah, and like bits of string and, you know, that one sock that you can't find a partner to but can't bear to throw away because it's actually really comfy.
Yeah.
You know that sock? I've got about three of that sock.
Well, you've got only one of those socks then, surely, because you can combine two of them to make a pair.
Yeah, but they look wrong because you can't have a pop sock and a knee high. That's just wrong. Get cold ankle. I should get an ASBO and get tagged, and then I could wear my pop sock on the tag sock and my knee sock on the other sock.
I'm going to tell you about my baby models.
This is why there's a rise in the crime rate. Socks.
I'm going to tell you about my baby models. What's nice about the article, actually, is that it's quite subtle in its condemnation. You don't really notice that it's condemning the parents, but it is a bit. And they say things like, as soon as you open up a camera case, he stops and sits up in a pose. He's a natural. But surely that's just a Pavlovian response that she's instigated into her toddler now.
Can't even say cheese and yet get your photo taken. That's just not right.
One of the parents says that she kept getting comments about how good looking the baby was. Surely that's normal. No one goes up to someone's baby and goes, what an ugly pig. That baby is gross. No one does that, surely.
You do in your head, though. You know when you get a little wormy one that looks a bit like a knot in a tree?
You do in your head, but you don't say it out loud, do you?
Not really.
Exactly.
So she signed up her kid online at modelling agency for 150 quid, and not much came of it, and then eventually it did. But she says, I took the rejections personally and was pretty devastated. I thought, he's lovely, what's wrong with him? I felt bitter because I was so convinced of his potential.
Aww.
Not aw at all. It's a well-written article, to be honest, which I was quite amazed by.
I haven't heard anything here that I'm surprised at. What's your point? What's your motivation?
It's a well-written article. It's an interesting subject.
Well, why is it interesting? I mean, what's interesting?
Well, she says things like, Jamie admits to feeling competitive about Frankie's career. If I see a good-looking baby in the street, I think, I hope I don't see them at casting.
You get slightly perturbed by the moon, Simon. A newborn baby must absolutely kill you inside to know that that newborn baby might have the chance of living to 1,000 and you'll have the chance of living to, what, 33?
Possibly, yeah. But the best quote is in big bold letters across page 2. It says, everyone is sizing each other up. Which, for the idea of newborn baby models, I find that quite funny. So, yeah, beat that.
Well, Rick from Newcastle said that I've got to go with dying to make us happy.
Right.
We all fell in love with Flipper. Now the trainer responsible wants us to know the bloody truth behind the dolphinarium.
Ooh, so this is like a behind-the-scenes expose of Flipper.
Kind of. I mean, basically, the big thing of this article is, now you see it, Flipper jumps through hoops for our entertainment. Now you don't. 2,300 rejected dolphins are mercilessly slaughtered.
Taking them to these kind of shows that they do, you mean?
Well, yeah, basically, the 1964 film Flipper's New Adventure, they got about 5 dolphins, all female, to play Flipper.
Yeah.
And this sparked off a huge thing in the world for dolphinariums and say, ooh, we must get dolphins. Now, the trainer guy, who's now this campaigner who risked his life trying to save the world and stuff, he sort of says, dolphins in the wild swim like 40 miles a day in a tank. They don't really do that. They get blind from the chemicals and they only live 5 years as opposed to like 20. So it's not great being a dolphin in a tank.
Well, unless it's a tank that they take to war. A dolphin in a tank that they take to war would be amazing.
It would be.
I can't do a dolphin impression. Yeah, that noise, and then...
Well, that's kind of what happens, because basically, because everybody...
Dolphins
now...
in dolphinariums do not drive tanks. That's
no,
not basically what happens.
How do dolphinariums now, that are popular throughout the world, like SeaWorld and all of that, you know, how do they get their dolphins?
I presume they go out and catch them and then try and train them.
Yeah, how do they catch them?
With tanks.
No. Well, basically, what they do is they get a load of dolphins during the summer. They funnel them up to feed them, that sort of thing. All the tourists come down, swim in them. They make their money that way. And they get a pod and they ram it full of noise so the dolphins get confused. And then they drive them to, like, you know, an enclave so they can't escape, right? And so they're all packed in really tight. And then all these zookeepers and stuff from, like, Ocean World come down and they sort of say, oh, we'll have that one, that one, that one, and that one, that one.
Like a lobster in a tank at a restaurant.
Like a lobster in a tank at a restaurant. They off to, like, you know, be trained and jumpy jumps, and all the rest are butchered for
they don't
the
release
market.
Them
no
and they're butchered for what market, sorry?
Meat.
Wow.
In Japan. And what's really weird is, like, Japanese people don't tend to eat dolphin, and now people are eating more dolphin, and the kicker is that the meat in the dolphin has got really high levels of mercury in, like, properly, like, way higher than, like, other fish, because dolphins aren't fish. Did you know that, Simon?
I did know that. They're sheep.
They're insects. That's a Peter Cook joke.
Why is it bad that there's lots of mercury in them?
Mercury poisoning, which involves, like, shaking, not being able to talk, that sort of thing.
So there could be a mercury poisoning outbreak because of this.
It's why you're not meant to eat a lot of sushi. Pregnant mothers aren't allowed it and that sort of thing. There's regulations.
So basically, I'm offering up small, slimy, hairless creatures looking
And I'm
pretty.
Offering big, slimy, hairless creatures, except they're not hairless because their blowholes are slightly felt.
Is that true?
Yeah. They've got nice hairy blowholes.
That's gross.
It's not gross.
For that fact alone, I think you can win Cut Out and Keep. Should we play Article or Farcical?
Well, when you say we play, I'll play it. And actually, I've got a team on side.
You don't want me to play it? It'd be a rubbish game if I don't play.
You're our lab rat, basically, Simon. When I say rat, I mean hamster.
How many times can you compare me to some sort of small, annoying creature?
I don't think hamsters are annoying.
Yeah, they are. They sit there with stuff in their cheeks, like Marlon Brando, pooing everywhere and then running round on the spot.
Really?
What is the point of that?
Well,
admittedly, what is the point of me? But that is not the point.
Have you finished?
I might have
finished. To be fair, you're nearer the size of a shaved guinea pig rather than a hamster. But did you have a shave today, by the way? You twisted
eventually,
that you had.
Yeah.
Did you?
Didn't have any water in the house for a while.
Why didn't you have any water? Had nobody changed your bottle?
Just get on with it.
Okay, right, so I've had help from both Danny and Alice. Now, Danny spells Danny with an I, but says that he is a bloke.
Not sure I like men who spell their name with a
I.
Female.
Yeah, it's a bit like Andy Peters, it's just gay.
I thought Andy Peters was a Y.
Nope, Andy Peters is an I.
He was in Toy Story too.
Was he?
Yeah.
As what?
I
saw that.
Handlers.
Sorry, I remember, yes, the baggage handlers.
Yeah, so Andy Peters is a baggage handler. I think you should get on with it before we libel ourselves.
Okay. But just to be clear, he does handle other people's baggage. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to read out 4 articles in total. One of them is a farcical, and I've made up. The rest are all in this week's Sunday Independent, Independent on Sunday, whatever the Independent's called. Right, are you ready, Simon?
Yes.
These are all picked by me, Danny, and Alice.
Okay.
Get cracking. Sky Gingell warms to walnut recipes.
Sky Gingell? I know that name.
Mm. It's important. Actually, the farcical this week wasn't pulled from my bot and Alice made it up, so there
Is
we go.
Is it cracking or crackling?
Cracking, because it's walnut.
Oh, I see. Right.
See? You get the...
Yeah.
Try these for thighs. Why fashion is all about legs this season.
I do like legs. I've been a bit obsessed with legs recently.
Scented cancer.
What?
Scented cancer. Can guide dogs help you detect cancer?
Oh, I saw that story in the week.
And a confederacy of toffs.
Confederacy of toffs. And what's that about?
That's about the Billingdon Club film that's coming out on Channel 4 or something.
Oh, when Boris met David.
Yeah, it's an article by BJ Taylor.
There's something distinctly wrong about a millionaire telling us we've got to spend less.
There is, but then again, I watched Question Time and it was all like, you know, Ian Hislop going, well, you can't judge people for their background. And it's like, no, you can't.
But you can judge them on their flawed economic policies. It will chuck the country deeper into recession rather than actually bringing it out of recession.
All right. Keep hair on.
I'm a shaved guinea pig. I have no hair. The cartoonist in the Times summed it up quite nicely, actually. He drew...
cock and balls on a speech.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Well, as I say, I have 2 of those. I know are stories, but whether or not the headlines you've made up for them are correct, I don't know. What was the thighs one?
Try these for thighs. Why fashion is all about legs this season.
I'm erring towards that because it's a pun.
Well, so it's get cracking.
Yeah, but not as much.
And kind of scented cancer is because they have got a picture of a candle.
Yeah. Have they got a picture of a guide dog sniffing it and burning its nose?
No.
My cat used to sniff candles.
Yeah, and set its whiskers on fire.
Yeah.
That's why your cat had a burnt face.
Yep. That's also why I've got no fur left.
Nice.
Right, I'm going with try these for thighs. I'm saying that has been pulled out of a stranger's bottom.
By what?
You.
Yes. Well, it's not a stranger's bottom, it's Alice's bottom, so she wins, because you're wrong.
Ah! Oh!
Yes! So, if you had to guess again, which one would you go for?
Get cracking, I suppose. But no, you said Sky Gingell there. They all sound like real articles.
Oh, no.
No, yeah, I would probably go for get cracking, except you said Sky Gingell. No, scented cancer.
Scented cancer?
Yeah.
That would have been the right one to go
with.
That
I always
was
go
the
with my second choice. That should be the law.
There should be a law against you, you're right.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer.
I can't believe we're sticking with that name.
If I change it, you'll sulk and get surly.
I won't sulk and get surly. I'm just saying that randomizer, Skyzer is just a bit odd. I suppose it's random.
Exactly, that's the point. So I'm going to give you just the choice of Fabulous magazine today.
Really?
Which has got a picture of Miley in class having a shave on it.
Nice.
Facial shave as well.
Ew.
Looks like she's got plastic eyelashes.
She probably does.
Right, so you can go from anywhere between page 1 and page 50.
50?
Yeah.
Look at me going all the way to the end. 50.
You're going for 50, that's your choice.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jamie Fat Tongue Oliver.
Oh, wow.
With his delish dishes.
Delicious.
And this is his delish dish. Yep. It's a tasty tea time treat. Golly likes his alliteration. Or whoever writes it likes her alliteration.
Ooh, what are you saying? What
Fig
are you saying, sir?
Fig, pistachio and honey drizzle cake.
Ooh, that sounds quite nice.
Does not.
Fig pistachios.
Figs is disgusting.
Figs is not disgusting.
There's
Figs
also a picture of him cracking an egg looking at the albumen as it drops out. It looks a bit dirty, actually. I don't really like it.
Only you could see a man cracking open an egg and say it's dirty.
Albumen.
Albumen.
Exactly.
It's like ectoplasm, only not cooked.
No, he's not. He's not cooking Slimer in a bowl, is he? That would really upset me. I would hate Jamie Oliver if he cooked Slimer in a bowl. But then he made cardamom and rose petal sugar, so...
Oh, that sounds nice. He's got rose petals.
That sounds like
it?
That ice cream you made me eat one time.
Well, the beast
out of our way to go to a really nice ice cream parlour. And G&D's. I said, oh, you buy me something nice. And you bought me a bloody flower-flavoured one.
Yeah.
Like lavender or something. I was like eating an old woman's bedroom.
I also got you, like, what was the other one I got you? It's like, because someone said, oh, I really like, oh, it's chocolate. Chili, I really like chocolate. And I got him devil's chocolate, which had chilies in it. So it's hot and cold in his little face.
It's like when you make a cat smell Vicks.
Yeah. Or you're giving a dog a toffee, and it's like, and it's just panic ensuing as its jaws are shut. Don't give dogs toffees, it's cruel.
So what have I got to choose for you?
We've got the new review, we've got Newsweek, I've got the travel. What do you want?
Let's go Newsweek.
Okay, Newsweek. Newsweek's very thin.
Right, page four.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What's the first thing that jumps out at you?
The Bluffer's Guide to the Tory Conference.
Did you see Cameron walking out at the end?
Yeah, I've got
that
a picture.
Made
of that
me
here.
Vomit. He just made a really poor end to his speech and then walked out the room shaking everyone's hand like he was Rocky or something. Unbelievable.
Well, he was introduced by, like, what?
He wasn't introduced
sunglasses.
By Rocky.
Sunglasses.
Like Bono was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he introduced David Cameron. It made out that, like, David Cameron was married to him. Because like, Gordon Brown had visited, yeah, was introduced by his wife, and then David Cameron was introduced by Bono.
Tracy Emmons threatened to leave the country if Labour stay in power.
Conservatives by numbers. 7 billion. The amount that George Osborne claims will be slashed from public spending under his austerity proposals.
He got his figures wrong, didn't he, this week as well, which is quite funny. The Chancellor getting his figures wrong.
He's not Chancellor yet.
Give me one fact.
12%. Tory lead over Labour on the eve of the conference, according to ComRes poll for the iOS.
Boring.
57 minutes that Cameron took to deliver his conference
speech. Is there anything about their policies?
Yeah, but it's all in the actual text and I have to read it. So, okay. We're all in this together, the heir of a multi-million pound fortune told the delegates he's rattled through an austerity programme he claims would save the UK £7 billion on the Tory government. A public sector pay freeze, a rise in the retirement age, and swinging cuts?
Swinging, yeah.
Swinging?
Yeah. Swinging.
Swinging?
Yeah, swinging.
That's not the thing. There's whinging and there's swinging. There's not swinging.
It's like when middle-aged people have an orgy.
Swinging, yes. Swinging in Surrey.
Yeah, they just moan about the price of their mortgages. I'll do a quick roundup now of what your readers have sent in, because
yeah.
None of my readers decided that it was worth supporting me.
Now, young Peter, he's very interested in our opinions on this, as in genuinely interested in,
will
this work? We're mining for heat in Cornwall.
Cool. Geothermal whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to drill down all the way to the hot rock at the bottom.
Rock.
The loose granite heated by the Earth's core, right, which is 3 miles down.
Yep.
And we're going to pump water down and have it pumped back up again.
You said hot rock and pump all at the same
time. I did. I think this is why Peter might want me to cover this. Anyway.
Just say tits and be done with it.
Tits. One mark against geothermal plants is that pumps could require as much electricity to operate as the plant will produce.
It's a perpetual motion.
Yeah, it is perpetual motion. You create enough energy to keep the company in energy, which is just lovely.
I think if it works, do it. Why not? And if you don't know it's going to work, do it anyway and see if it works.
Well, they're worrying that it's going to be an eyesore, but apparently it's less
than... It's
going to
be underground.
The blenders that they get.
Blenders?
You know, the wind turbine blenders. I like them. They blend the wildlife.
Yeah. That's all it's good for.
The bat batters, I think we called them before.
If I had anyone contribute, they would have pointed out Amanda Holden, I think, at the very back of Fabulous.
Is she the loose rubble above the granite, which is easier to pump?
No, she's a very indiscreet person, a VIP, so it's very clever. Now, I'm not suggesting that she doesn't write this.
Right.
But she uses phrases like this. I email my friend, Sarah Parrish, from TV's Mistresses.
No, I think she does write that.
But what's quite striking, and I did a little bit of internet search, most of the people she mentions that she met during the week are mysteriously within the same talent agency as her, ARG. I'm not suggesting there's any correlation there. I'm just pointing it out.
Well, surely she would meet them more because they all work for the same agent. So therefore, she's more likely to bump into them. Ah.
You know that's not true.
Ah.
Ah.
They could have parties together.
She's on Twitter or something, but I don't
know. Another person on Twitter.
There are a few people on Twitter, yeah, not just
there
you.
There are quite a few. I mean, for you, you don't have any friends, so, or followers, or whatever that's called. You've got more followers than Jesus ever did, so well done.
My humdonger is going to make you go, this week.
As in a sexy...
It's the creepiest thing I've ever read. Right, it's an article about Mylene Klass, right? That's not what's going to make you go, There's a bit at the end of it. They've got like four or five quick questions that they've put in a box. And it says, do you have any secret vices? I don't want to read this, but I'm going to read it. You ready?
Yeah.
Mojito cocktails. I blame Piers Morgan for that.
Oh.
Hang on. That's not the worst bit. He reintroduced me to them in the bar at the Beverly Wiltshire Hotel in LA. It was all very pretty woman.
Oh.
She didn't want to say that. I'm pretty sure of it.
Oh.
But
Piers.
Richard Gere paid Julia Roberts to have sex with him. I'm not saying that that's what this is about, but she did say she did invoke Pretty Woman.
That means she got naked in front of Piers Morgan on a piano. Or even worse, what if Piers Morgan played the Pretty Woman part?
You cannot beat that as a humdonger. I'm sorry, you cannot. You can try, but you can't.
I mean, I've got the most pointless article in the world, which is, it's once again, every single time we play The Independent, the flip chart is always a humdonger. This week, it's, we're used to elephants and donkeys charging over a map of the US, turning it Republican red or Democrat blue. But what if we coloured it using the pop lyrics that reference key places? The United States is a song, no less. Much nicer.
So, like, every time a song mentions Texas or Alabama?
Well, they've only used one song, because there's loads of stuff about like Houston, Texas and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think the entirety of Texas is coloured in pink, which is summed up as The Yellow Rose of Texas by Gene Autry.
So your humdonger is a visual.
Yes. Name a state and I'll tell you what music.
All right, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's right next to bloody, you know, New York. That's Delaware, hang on. Where's the 44?
Just look for the island.
I'm looking. I don't think it's coloured in different. I don't even think they've got. Oh no, hang on, Rhode Island. Sweet Rhode Island by Ike and Tina Turner. And that's coloured in yellow for pop. Also coloured in yellow for pop is Florida. So that is Miami by Will Smith.
Oh God.
So yeah, it's just completely pointless.
Yours is pointless, but mine has the added...
Yours is horrible. Yeah. I don't know if I'd like the idea of Mylene Klass as a sort of overpaid, not quite whole person in a sort of weird...
Should we stop there before we libel her?
Yes.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's me. And I'll tell you why.
It's Danny, and it's Rick. And it's...
No, it's me, Penelope. Because I did mine all by myself. That makes it better.
Yeah, but you suck.
I suck.
Since when does more mean dilution? It's actually better quality because more people sided with me from the off.
When they it's went more water.
More people went out and bought The Independent from our readership than bought the News of the World.
Yeah, but more people bought the News of the World than The Independent. And my point about if you add more water to something, it does make it more diluted. You just talked over that as though it wasn't a good point, and it was a good point, so there.
I know a lot of homeopaths who would disagree.
No, they wouldn't. They'd agree
anyway,
with me.
I have to win, because...
This would be the only thing me and homeopaths agree
I need a double win,
about.
But really, I need a double win, because like last... Oh, you know, I got The Observer, and you know I got that DVD with it last week.
Yeah.
With Eric Porn.
Yeah.
Opening scene.
Oh, God.
Alan Rickman having sex on a desk.
With a desk or on a desk?
On a desk, with a desk, but she was all right, you know, she's quite pretty.
If he had sex with a desk, I would let you win, but he didn't. He had sex with a female lady. I win because I did it all on my own. It's as simple as that.
That's a bit like saying that you win at sex.
All right, fine, you win. The Yay! Paper you should have bought last week was thingy. I don't even know what you got.
Independent?
The Independent, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I've got dead dolphins. I've got pictures. Like, literally, they turn the sea red. Like, strawberry-flavoured dolphins.
Stop it. Thanks, everyone, for joining in with my paper. That was a real vote of confidence.
Yeah. Basically, can I just thank every single reader for not emailing Simon at all?
That's great. Ingrate.
So we're going to go back to normal format next week, Simon, or do you want to carry on with your shame?
No, I don't want another vote of indifference from our readers, thanks. My readers, they understood the essence of the show. They listened to the title sequence where we say, we'll read it so you don't have to. Your readers are stupid.
Right, okay.
I think you either paid them or you went into the Hotmail account before I did and deleted anything that said
I would never do anything like that. And if you want to send us an email on whatever subject you like, whether it's Simon's genitals or my fascination for Rickman, the number you can email is sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. That's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can also join our Facebook group. That'd be excellent. You can tweet both of us. I'm Izzy_Lawrence, ISZI_LAWRENCE. Simon is Sigh, SIGH, Done, DONE, all one word. I'll see you around, yeah? But at the moment, I'm going to read more about the sad life of dolphins.
And if you want to catch Izzy on the Little Atoms podcast, go over to the Little Atoms website and listen to it.
Yay! Basically, they cornered me in the corridor after I'd drunk about 16 cups of coffee. It's quite entertaining.
So, we'll see you next week. Cheerio.
Weetabix.
What?
You said cheerio. That's a tough... I'm balancing.
We've got to name all the cereals now.
Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes.
Honey Nut Loops. Shredder
Ready Wheat. Ready
Breck. Captain Crunch.
All Bran. Rice Krispies. Cocoa Pops.
Sugar-coated Frost Bombs.
Ricicles. Lucky Charms. Golden Grahams.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.